Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And welcome to Thriving Thursday. Today, we're going to talk about action goals versus result goals. I mean, is there really that big of a difference? Is there a big deal? Well, one has more power than the other, and one guarantees you results a lot faster. One guarantees you results, period. And we are going to talk about the difference, and then it would help you to look at your goals that you set, and then you can put them in the categories, which is an action goal, which is a result goal. Now, I'll tell you up front, action goals, they're the bomb. They're the best. Those are the goals that you want to set. Results goals are kind of projections. So that's the difference in a nutshell. Results goal basically, it causes you to put your attention on what you're going to do, what's going to happen, as though things are not under your control, as though you don't have the confidence and the concentration that you need in order to get to where it is you want to be. And the truth of the matter is, results goals, really, they don't give a lot of direction, and they lead to inconsistent performance. So let's talk a little bit about the kind of quickly the difference, and then we're going to wrap it up by getting four or five steps that will help you to create action goals and to stay focused on those goals. The important part about action goals is that action goals are more proactive, and they're going to keep you moving forward, and they are going to help you to harness your confidence, and you will not stop and you will not look back. Okay, now, first of all, when it comes to results goals, it's about seeing the end. It's about seeing what you want. In other words, you want to lose 30 pounds, or you want to earn six figures or seven figures in a year, or in a couple of months, or in 6 months, or however you want to do this. That's the thing about results goal. If you really look at your goals that you set for yourself, you're going to find that you often set results goals. Those goals are based on results. Yet, when you are results focused in that manner, a lot of times that leads to poor performance, and it leads to inconsistency. So this is why you have 92% of the people that set goals, they don't follow through and they don't accomplish those goals, because they are results. And it's good to be results oriented, but when it comes to how you set your goals, it is good to be more action oriented with the result, with the understanding in mind that you are going to get some results. Because the truth of the matter is, winners, they actually love to get good results. But here's what they know, that those of us who have to kind of go back to the drawing board more than once, what they know is that to reach the top, or to achieve at a high level, or achieve the goals that they set, they have to develop a plan for gaining the results that they desire. So that's the important part of everything. Is that they know that, wait, I've got to take the time to create a plan, and it's got to be the right type of plan. And on our show, you often hear me talk about having a proactive plan. For example, if you say, well, you know what, I'm going to win a trophy of some kind this year, then you know what, that's great. But what happens is you have to look at the actions that lead to the success, which is winning the trophy. And that's how you actually position yourself to develop a more solid plan, a more powerful plan. A lot of times we look way into the future and we look at the results. And it's not that you don't want to know the results, because I know we've been taught to see it as being done, see it as a done deal. And this is true, because that's a function of faith. However, it also says that faith without works is dead. So the works part is often overlooked. And you don't want to overlook that part. That would be your action goals. Those are your action goals. That's the part where you are positioning yourself to embark on your goal setting journey and stay the course. So let's go through a couple of steps, because we're going to really focus on the action goals more so than the results goals, because you get it. The results goal, it's about looking at the results. In other words, let's compare a typical result goal with a good action goal. A result goal would be something like, I'm going to lose weight. Now, the trouble with that goal is that it gives you no direction. What will you do to lose the weight? That's the part that you have to look at. So that's where your action goal comes into play. So the results goal is writing down the goal, but this time you want to write the goal down, but you also describe specific actions that you are going to take in order to make the results more specific so that you can get the outcome that you want. So I hope I'm really making this clear. In other words, I will lose 5 pounds in the next 2 weeks and 10 pounds at the end of 3 months. That's more specific. But that in and of itself is still not an action goal. So when you say I'm going to lose 30 pounds or however many pounds and you put a time limit on it, it's still not an action goal. An action goal, it tells you exactly what you need to do, not just what you want to do. It tells you what you need to do. So when someone says that they want to lose weight, then the question becomes why? Then you want to go on from the why and get to what are you going to do to make that happen? So with that being said, here are 5 steps to make you more action focused, because that's the key. In order for you to set action goals, you have to be action focused. Now, I want to clarify something before I give you these 5 steps, is that an action goal is a proactive plan. So these two are almost interchangeable, except with the proactive plan, it is set up to not confine you to just goals within 1 or 2 months or the first year. Your proactive plan, it carries you through and allows you to see beyond reaching that first destination. A proactive plan allows you to go from destination 1 to destination 2, 3, and 4, and even 5. So it takes you way out to years from now so that you can have a really good perspective as to your life's calling and where you want to go and what you want to deliver and what contribution you want to make. So I just wanted to clear that up. Now, let's get back to action focus and let's get these 5 steps going. Now, when we talk about action goals, you have to consider these 5 steps in order to make your goals more action oriented. And as a result, you're going to stay the course. You're going to most likely accomplish those goals. The first one is you want to focus on specific actions. I mean, concrete, solid, specific actions that will take you where you want to go. For example, if you say, I want to earn $50,000, well, what actions are you going to use to get you there? That's the key. And sometimes we don't know what action we need to use to get us there. But that's where a coach comes in, or a mentor, or both, or you become a part of a group where you guys can bounce ideas off of one another, and that's our Power Achievement Team. You can go to Facebook, on our Facebook, facebook.com, and you can send us a request for the Power Achievement Team, and we will let you in. And so you can bounce ideas off of each other, but having a coach is a great way to be sure that you are getting the right specific actions that will drive you forward. So step one is focus on concrete specific actions. Step two is you want to set daily and weekly goals as stepping stones to your long-term goals. Now, I talked about this on one of my podcasts where I mentioned the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller. And that's such a great book because in The One Thing, one of the things that he does point out is that when you set a goal and you want to achieve something and you do your daily things to do list, your daily things to do list should be a culmination of steps and actions you can take that will produce the results that you want. So you want to set daily and weekly goals as stepping stones to your long-term goals. Step three would be set hard goals rather than easy ones. A lot of times we want to take the easy route, but understand this. If your goal is taking you to another level, or if your goal is higher this year than it was last year, then guess what? You've got to challenge yourself, and you've got to come outside of your comfort zone, and you've got to conquer whatever is holding you back. There are some people who step out to do things, and because they've set a goal that's so big, they actually quit in midstream. And that does not boost your confidence. It makes you feel like you're not in control of your own life. It actually produces more worry, more tension. And as a result, you stop looking to establish a specific direction for your life. And then at that point, you're not even concerned about whatever kind of contribution you're making to society. So you really want to set the hard goals rather than the easy ones. That's it. Push yourself. You can do it. Anyway, step four, keep your goals clear and positive. See, here's the thing about moving forward. When you set goals, don't set negative goals. Don't set goals that are counterproductive to your success, which would be the small goals that are just so super stressful. Okay, they're stressing you out because they're so small until the point where you don't feel like you have to work to achieve them. And as a result, you don't. So you want to set goals that are clear. Can you see where you're going? Can you see how you're going to get there? Can you see exactly what you're going to do? And once again, if you are so fuzzy on all of that, then invest in yourself. If you haven't read my blog about, I think it's the one about how to be happy, you want to take a moment and read that one. And I also have a new blog about how to win. And it talks about how to get bringing back your winning power. And I share where the reasons why you want to invest in you. And so this is going to help you get the clarity that you need. So if you're not achieving your goals, then hey, become a part of a group. Now, we have the Power Achievement Club, and you can join one of those. And you can just go to designeryourlifetoday.com, and you'll see Achievers Club there. And you can pick one that works for you. And yesterday I shared that I would be setting up some individual consultations. I won't be doing a lot of those, so when that shows up on the site, I'll let you know. But of course, if you have registered for our Power Up Today newsletter, then you'll know before the rest of the class does, because I'm only going to do so many live personal consultations. I want to help you guys get clarity. I want to help you reach your goals. And I can tell you, and I'm not saying this to be arrogant, but you don't ever deny your gifts. You don't ever deny what you're good at. And I can tell you, I'm very good at helping people tap into their better self, their best self, and not deny the best of who they are. And when we have that one-on-one consultation, we really get deep, you guys. So get signed up for the Power Up Today newsletter. Just go to designeryourlifetoday.com, and you can see it in the menu section. Click on Power Up Today, or go to designeryourlifetoday.com/power-up-today, and you can sign up for the newsletter. Okay, so you want to keep your goals clear and positive. So far we have four steps and when it comes to setting action goals to implement, and be sure that we're filling in all of the blanks when it comes to achieving our action goals. So number one, focus on concrete specific actions. Number two, set daily and weekly goals as stepping stones to your long-term goals. Number three, set hard goals rather than the easy ones. And number four, keep your goals clear and positive. And the fifth and final step that I have for you is get regular feedback on your progress. Now, that's the beautiful part of having a coach. You're going to get that feedback, not judgment, but feedback that will help keep you on task and help you stay the course. Because the truth of the matter is, feedback is critical for the success of your goal setting program. And you know, this is something that I learned the hard way. There was a time when I was I can do it myself, and I don't need any help from anyone kind of person. And so I eventually learn the hard way that, wait a minute, no, I do need help, and I do need someone to bounce things off of, and I do need to get that feedback on my progress so I can see where I'm going versus where I'm not going. And as a result of getting that help and getting a coach, well, I was able to move a lot faster. And yes, the coach has a coach. So, and you guys know that if you've listened to our show, I've had, you know, a personal trainer, a fitness coach, and the list goes on and on. Okay, it doesn't go on that long. But the point is that I don't have a problem asking for help, and I definitely look to get feedback from people. So it's really exciting and fun to actually connect with someone that can help me stay the course and move forward. Because I'm a person who I can come up with, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 ideas on things that I can do. And sometimes, and I don't really get off course, but okay, I'm going to just be honest. Yeah, I kind of do, but not intentionally. But what I'm doing is I'm working on all of these at you know, consecutively. And knowing that if I take my attention off one and put my attention on another, you know, things get watered down a bit. So that's the beautiful part of having a coach. And the truth of the matter is, most successful people, they have a coach. And they want that quality feedback. So you really want to consider getting regular feedback on your progress. And as always, you guys know, I've got my little warning labels. Here's my caveat. When you get regular feedback on your progress, don't get feedback from somebody who has no clue as to how to give feedback. In other words, they don't understand what you're doing. They don't even, and I can't say they don't care what you're doing, but they aren't qualified to give you that feedback. And just because the person is your spouse or a good friend, those can be cheerleaders. Okay, so that's just the reality of it. Find someone who can give you the kind of feedback that you need that's going to allow you to get the kind of progress or make the kind of progress that you really want to make. So now you see the difference between action goals versus results goals. And as you can see, results goals is what most people set. And in my book, Start Winning, we go through a process where it goes beyond just setting results goals. We do set results goals, but then we go back and we create action goals. We activate the kind of energies that you need to activate and everything that you need so that you can start to propel yourself forward. And we also give you a lot of free, I give a lot of free products that go to, that comes with this particular book, because I want to make sure you get the tools that you need so that you can achieve. I want you to be in the top 8%. I mean, think about this. If there's 92% not achieving, they set goals, but they don't achieve them, and only 8% achieves the goals that they set, then here's the beauty of it. Wouldn't it be exciting if we could turn that around, 8% not achieving and 92% actually achieving, and then the other 8%, they're going to be inspired. And then we got 100%. So, and I know if you're thinking everybody's not going to do it, that's not the point. The point is we can dream and think big and hope big and have faith. That's the point. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. But if you truly want to thrive, start setting action goals as opposed to results goals. And that's going to take you to a whole nother level. If you have any questions about this, you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Click on the voicemail, send me a voicemail, or you can send me an email to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com. We don't post your emails anywhere. You may see answers to the question on our Facebook page, but your name will not be mentioned in any way, shape, or form unless you want it to be. You can go straight to our Facebook page and you can post a question there if you like. I want you to get the answers that you need so that you can just excel beyond any challenge or obstacle that you think you have, or so that you can put yourself back on track and get to where it is you truly want to be. How exciting is that, right? So check out all the resources that we have for you at designeryourlifetoday.com and become a member of our Power Up Today newsletter. Check out our Achievers Club, Power Achievement Club, by clicking on Achievers Club. Check out my new book, Start Winning. And before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. You guys have a great day.